95.3 K-Rock Van Halen ain't talking about love. 8 minutes after 4 o'clock. Pete Jackson, show for Furniture Galaxy. Thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon, my friend. 7 degrees right now and cloudy. And maybe see some rain and some wet snow later on tonight. Drops down to a low of +1. Well, joining me in the studio this afternoon, really cool. This is maybe one of the most unique and cool interviews that I've ever had here on K-Rock. We want to welcome Rob McLeod to the studio. Rob, how's it going?
It's good. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. And Rob, Frisbee Rob McLeod, as they say, is a 13 world records, 6 Guinness world records, and 10 world championships, all in what? Throwing
all,
a frisbee?
All in frisbee. Yeah.
All in frisbee.
Yeah.
So the obvious question is, why frisbee? We've all played with frisbees and stuff like that. What got you going that, like, you know, I'm going to try pushing frisbee as far as I could go, literally in a world record kind of capacity?
I think it kind of found me. You know, you get to a certain level in high school. I played high school hockey. My hockey team won provincials 2 years in a row. You graduate, it's kind of like, okay, well,
now what?
Now,
yeah.
Exactly. And frisbee kind of found me. Really started getting into it. Just loved watching it fly.
Yeah.
And didn't know the potential and the possibilities. It was in 2001 when YouTube was not around.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I know what else is
going
on?
Sure.
So I just fell in love with the throwing part and then found out about ultimate frisbee and then disc golf, throwing to dogs.
Yeah. And you actually have your dog friend with you. Davey Whippet is the name of the dog. And Davey's got a few of the records with you, or what?
Yeah, he has 2 Guinness records and 4 of the world championships.
Fantastic. Yeah. So for you, you're from Calgary, you're up in Cold Lake, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. You're doing, you're also a motivational speaker, and I really want to touch on some of the stuff you're doing there. But through the frisbee stuff, through the world records, through the Guinness World Records, I imagine you've been able to travel to some pretty cool places as a result of this. Eh?
Yeah, and it's what I've learned about the places that I've been to. It's more about the people that I connect with there. So
yeah.
I've been lucky enough to meet the innovators of the sport.
Yeah.
So I got to meet the guy who was one of the guys that popularized disc golf back in the 70s. I met somebody who played in the first college ultimate game.
Yeah.
I met a guy who played against the first ultimate frisbee team ever and beat them. And
yeah.
He holds a world record that he set in 1984. So I'm learning all the history of frisbee and trying to share that with people. And I've been able to get really well connected now through the work that I've been doing for years. So I'm the director of global communications for the World Flying Disc Federation. Last summer, we were recognized by the International Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
So there's potential for frisbee to be in the Olympics.
Unbelievable.
Which is pretty cool.
Did you ever think that? Like, when you first, like, pick up a frisbee and start chucking it around, you know, did you ever think, like, wow, I could be a world record holder, I could be in the Guinness Book of World Records, I could be a world champion, maybe an Olympian? Like, did
never,
you ever think that?
Never. And I have friends who are not athletic, but because of their dogs, they've done halftime shows for the Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Royals.
Wow.
They've been out in front of 50,000 people playing with their dogs, and it's incredible the possibilities that exist.
Unbelievable. We're talking with Rob McLeod, a competitive athlete and motivational speaker, holds 13 world records, 6 Guinness world records, and 10 world championships with frisbee. And you're up in Cold Lake actually doing some motivational speaking. Today you were at, North Star Elementary School?
Yeah.
And tomorrow it's Cold Lake Middle School?
Exactly.
So what are you talking to the students about? What's the focus of your kind of presentation?
So it's really evolved. I've had a lot of really good people help me out. I've learned a lot from the schools. If I do something and it doesn't work very well, or if the teacher's like, you shouldn't say that,
yeah,
it comes out right away. So I'm very adaptive. Really it's about kindness, passion, determination, and acceptance are the 4 main messages that I talk about.
And you were telling me before we got on air, one of the key things you're kind of hitting on now is this 10,000-hour rule. So what's the 10,000-hour rule, and how is it specifically aimed at today's youth?
Yeah, so it's a Malcolm Gladwell concept that if you want to be the best, it's 10,000 hours, which is 3 hours every day for 10 years. You see that a lot with athletes,
yeah,
musicians, people like that. And then it's evolved, so there's a TED Talk called The Demise of Guys. And in The Demise of Guys, he talks about how the average kid, by the time he's 21, plays 10,000 hours of video games.
Mm-hmm.
And it really struck me because I've played video games, and I know people that would, you know, in college, I'd be going to breakfast, and they'd be, you know, coming back from playing video games for 8 hours.
All-nighter, yeah.
And it's like, there's more to life than that. And so kids are constantly being rewarded for playing video games, you know, whether they get more weapons or levels or players or whatever.
Yeah.
So to get them away from it, I think we really have to reward them. It's that positive reinforcement. If you look at animals, the best way to train a dog is positive reinforcement.
Right.
So I think it's the same thing with kids. How do we get them away from video games? Reward them for not playing video games.
Yeah.
Help them develop the self-awareness so by the time they're at that point where they've realized what they're doing, they don't want to go back to video games. They're
right.
Playing outside, they're playing frisbee or golf or whatever.
Whatever it may be, right? Else, yeah. And it really seems like that's almost like the mentality of today's society, is that it's been a worry now for, and it's been a kind of a hot topic for a number of years now, is how do you get kids more games or the iPod or the iPad, whatever it may be, and how do you get them outside having fun, being physical, right? And I think that's just a fantastic way of looking at it, hey? I mean,
yeah, and I was listening to a podcast on the way up here last night, and they were talking about, it was a debate about internet, you know, is it a failed utopia? And in 1995, there was 1% of the world population on the internet. Now yep. It's 50%. And so I think it's amazing. Technology is fantastic.
For sure.
Without technology, this wouldn't be possible.
No.
There's a lot of things that have enabled our lives, but I think it's taking away a lot as well.
Without a doubt.
If you try and go a day without a phone, how do you get a hold of people? How do you make plans? How do you Google something? You know, you can't look up a lot of stuff.
So what's the challenge you put to kids then when you finish talking out of school? Is it what? Try not to play video games, what, for the rest of the day or for a week? Like, what do you encourage?
So it's called Get Unplugged. The whole idea is that from the time I'm done my presentation to the next day when they wake up, to not play video games, watch Netflix, watch television, or watch movies.
Yeah.
It used to be YouTube, but YouTube has some really great stuff on it.
Yeah.
And I encourage kids, you know, still use cell phones. That's how you talk to your friends. But
it's
I'm learning as well, like, how to encourage them to not spend 5 hours on Instagram or Snapchat. Like,
right.
How do we move away from that? I don't want kids to not connect with their friends, but I just want them to be smarter about the way that they are doing that.
Unbelievable. His name is Rob McLeod, Frisbee Rob, and we really appreciate you coming in this afternoon, man. This has been really cool. And where can people find more information about you? Where can people find more information about Davey Whippet?
So frisbeerob.com is the easiest way. All my links are there in daveywhippet.com, and that's D-A-V-Y Whippet, W-H-I-P-P-E-T. And he's really the star of this. I do presentations, and the kids just look at him the whole time.
Of course.
They don't hear a word I say.
Of course. That's how it works. Anytime a dog's in the room, the dog gets all the attention. But at your website and stuff, do you have, like, actually videos of, like, you setting records or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to film all my world records.
Oh, cool.
I just make sure to always have the camera. I mean, obviously, for the world records, you have to have a camera going.
Yeah.
Luckily, for world championships and stuff, I always make sure to have something going on. I think it's... You know, with all these frisbee trick shots out there, you can set it up and just go and go and go. But with world records, that's it.
Yeah.
You either do it or you don't do it.
It's unbelievable, man. Go check it out. And if you've got a child who goes to Cold Lake Middle School, tomorrow you're going to be there, and they're going to be in for a treat. So, Rob, Davey as well. I know I can hear Davey getting ready and wanting to go here in the background. I really appreciate you coming in this afternoon. Best of luck. And thanks for the interview, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me in.